I'll call this meeting back to order at 8:15. This is a separate and distinct meeting from our special meeting earlier, and it was called separately. Let's start this meeting with a salute to the flag, although I know we've done it earlier. I'll go ahead and do it one more time. So if you all stand and join me in the salute to the flag. Please join me in the salute to our flag. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Cox.
Here.
Mrs. Miranda Jimenez.
Here.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Here.
Mrs. Polis.
Here.
Mrs. Spence.
Here.
Mrs. Liz Castillo.
All right. Thank you very much. Before we go into closed session to discuss public employee performance evaluation, superintendent, and a public employee discipline dismissal release, and conference with legal counsel regarding anticipation of litigation, I would like to offer to the public the opportunity to speak to the issues before us in closed session. So with that, I do have requests to address the Board of Equalization. And if Marina is close by.
Education.
What did I say?
Equalization.
I've been doing sales tax returns all week, so excuse me. So, all right, Board of Education, thank you. Marina Magana.
Yes, I'm here. I am here as a president of nearly 400 classified employees. I'm speaking tonight in defense of every classified employee that was here Tuesday night, those members of this community that I pledge to represent and defend. There was an article in the newspaper today where a board member stated that the people that were here Tuesday night supporting Superintendent Castillo were agitators and not members of this community. As a leader of these dedicated employees, I take great offense that they were referred to as agitators. I don't know how that was even said. They sat here in a professional manner, and when they addressed the board, they did so in a professional, respectful way. Furthermore, to exclude people who actually live here in West Covina, work here, spend money here, socialize here at our parks, at the community centers, and work with and for our children of schools of West Covina as non-members of the community is simply absurd. Thank you.
Jeff Glickman? Is he not here?
He's coming.
There he is.
All right. My name is Jeff Glickman. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a teacher at Coronado High School. I'm also proud to have been the 2008-2009 West Covina Unified School District Teacher of the Year. I'm proud to be a teacher at Coronado. We're a high school, but we're also an alternative place to learn. We're a sanctuary for students who might have struggled academically, but they might have made some mistakes, but every day we create a home for them. We create an opportunity where we could provide them with the education and the social skills that they need to succeed in the real world. At Coronado, last year we had a 91 API point growth, largest in the district. We have been awarded Model School by the state of California. 27 schools out of 519 in California were awarded this honor. We're proud of that. We are one of the four schools in the state of California to be awarded exemplary program this year. And that's for the home visit program, where our teachers, working with people in the district, go door to door, tracking down our students, working with families in the district to get the students to school to help support them academically. We have our students volunteering in the community, working with West Covina City Hall and other cities or other students in West Covina. They volunteered at Hearst Ranch. They've worked with homeless. They've worked with other students in the school district, but all to help better the community. This was the first year that we got to play football and basketball with other schools in the San Gabriel Valley. Great things are happening every day at Coronado, and a huge part of that are the teachers, the administrators, the classified staff, the families, the community, the parents, and most importantly, the students. Most importantly, though, somebody gave our students a voice and an opportunity, and our students are not those students from the other side of the tracks that people often say they are. Our students are going to be the people who are changing this community and moving it forward in a positive direction. Dr. Castillo has been instrumental in that. She's been instrumental in supporting our staff, our administrators, and our students. She has always supported any programs that we've had that will help them academically and socially. And she's enabled them to pursue not only academic success, but their dreams, as many of them are doing. We've had students graduate already this year, starting at various community colleges and also the Cordon Bleu. Keeping in mind West Covina's mission statement, that we want to work as a community with businesses to provide all students with a high-quality education in a safe and secure environment and to graduate well-educated, responsible citizens. I'm proud when I go onto West Covina's website and I see all the awards the schools have won in West Covina since 2006 when Dr. Castillo started in West Covina. These awards range everything from National Blue Ribbon School Awards, California Distinguished Schools, Title I, California Business for Education Excellence, and even recently, last year, West Covina High School was named one of the top 6% high schools in the country. This is while Dr. Castillo has been our superintendent. All right. One thing that I love about working in West Covina is that district and school site administrators work with teachers, classified staff, parents, community members for a common goal. This is a culture of success, not just in the classroom, but in the community. And it's a culture where our students are encouraged to pursue their dreams and thrive. I'm proud to work here, and I'm proud to have worked for Dr. Castillo.
Good evening. Thank you for letting me speak to you today. I listened to the audio of Tuesday's board meeting, and I heard eloquent speakers go on for, I think it was close to 90 minutes, singing the praises of Ms. Castillo. But there was a voice that wasn't heard. It was very there's a big voice that was missing, and that's the voice of the teachers in this district. Unfortunately, the teachers were not heard, and I'm coming tonight to represent the teachers from Edgewood High School. Unfortunately, only a few of us could be here tonight. However, we all sat together. We all drafted this statement together, and we have all signed the statement, and I'd like to read it to you. This is a statement of confidence in the Superintendent Castillo. We, the undersigned, wish to express a vote of confidence in West Covina Unified School District's Superintendent William Castillo. We are proud of the many successes we have experienced during her years of leadership. We believe that she has the best interest of every child in West Covina Unified at heart with every decision she makes. We trust her wisdom, integrity, vision, and compassion. We strongly encourage the West Covina Unified School District School Board to consider our support while deciding on the future of our schools. This is signed by every staff member at Edgewood High School. On a personal note, when Lillian first took over, and I'm going to address this to Steve right now, because when Lillian first took over, you and I had a conversation, and that conversation was, I was very angry, and I can be sometimes, and I have a way of speaking my mind when I am, and at that moment, I was really angry because Jim Coombs was no longer with us, and you and I had this conversation, and you told me to trust your choice of Lillian for superintendent, and now I'm asking you to trust her as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chapman Bonstadt.
Good evening to the school board, the assistant superintendents, and the members of the community, and my own professional colleagues who came here this evening. I, too, have been in the West Covina School District for quite some time, a teacher of the year myself. In fact, I've had the privilege of being part of the West Covina Unified School District for 15 years. And over that time, I've seen this board implement many innovative and visionary changes to the status quo. And I have come before this board on several occasions to request your support, because I believe that you will support choices that are in the best interests of the students that we all serve. In my years as a teacher, I've had the good fortune of working under some truly remarkable administrators, both at the site and district level. And I consider Mrs. Castillo to be one of them. Her dedication to improving student achievement is evident in the programs she has supported and the test scores that have resulted. Now, I am a teacher, and like most teachers, we tend to keep our heads down in the classroom. And our focus and attention needs to be there on our students and their achievement. So we need to trust the leadership at the upper levels to protect us from the politics and all of the turbulence that occurs so that we can concentrate on our students. Mrs. Castillo has done that. She has protected us, and we have been able to focus on the things that are most important to us, our students, the parents, and the other educators in this community. Superintendents, like board members, wield great power for positive change, and the constructive influence that Mrs. Castillo has had on our school communities has encouraged and inspired others, myself included, to take on leadership responsibilities, to solve problems, to take risks, and to tackle the big issues. The truth is that in the world of education, as many of us have known it, we're seeing rapid change. A wave of antagonism toward public education seems to be building relentlessly in the media. The financial crisis, the incessant drumbeat of standardized testing, the pressure to meet state and federal requirements in a time of ever-shrinking resources are placing stress on teachers and administrators alike. Faced with cutbacks, layoffs, and mounting uncertainty, ripples of fear are running through faculties everywhere. A new generation of educators is finding the demands placed on them at times untenable. If we are to become true agents of change, then now more than ever, we need the vision and leadership to move our schools forward and provide the stability that our teachers and students must have to be successful. In the midst of so many loud and competing voices, we need to be able to keep the focus on what is best for kids, as this board has done so many times in the past. We need administrators who, like Mrs. Castillo, have earned our respect and that most precious commodity, our trust. While we openly acknowledge the need for change in our schools, losing the leadership of a strong, student-focused superintendent at this time of crisis fills us with deep concern. This district has changed superintendents before, and I've been there to see it. And each time the new leadership has resulted in a significant loss of momentum as a new plan of action and a new vision was put into place. I've seen programs disappear, and I've been on the front lines of having to reconstruct a new program for a new vision with all of the time and money that is entailed with that. For these reasons, I ask for your continued support for Mrs. Castillo as our superintendent. It is your vision that will shape the future of this district, and we are counting on that vision to provide us with the strong and stable leadership that will help us tackle the challenges that lay ahead. Thank you.
Taylor.
We are the sum total of our experiences. At 13, I was told I was going to die. My family was counseled to be prepared. The normal 13-year-old experiences, the looking forward to dances, dating, marriage, ended. A few days later, doctors walked in. They told my family they were wrong. They had misdiagnosed me. That original diagnosis could never be taken back. That moment of time could never be reclaimed. I do not believe what I say here today will change your mind. Because, like me, you have your own choice, your free agency. I chose to come here today because, as a 13-year-old, I made promises to myself to live my life with integrity and to stand up for truth. I stand before you to share facts. For the past 8 years, I have been in this district. I have had the privilege to serve students and families. It is because of them I am here. I have watched students learn, grow, and flourish. The API has gone up. English language arts and math proficiency has gone up. AP courses and college readiness has been made available. Enrollment has been stable. All while accountability has increased. Funding has decreased. How is this possible? Because of many reasons. This is not happenstance. This was due to leadership. Focused, purposeful leadership, always in the best interest of students. I am here on my own free will. In fact, I think I can honestly say Lily would not actually be so happy that I was standing here, because now the focus is not on students. It is on adult issues. Like my childhood experience, you cannot change what has happened in the past. What you can is choose how you'll respond to it. There is a person in my life that I value very much, and I quote Ezra Taft Benson, "Pride is concerned with who is right. Humility is concerned with what is right." I challenge you to think about what is right for the students of our district and to make your decision based on that.
Oh, Gordon Pitzer. There he is. Thank you.
It's going to be hard to follow that. Dear Distinguished Board of Education, I already spoke to you about my support of the superintendent. After having read today's article in the Tribune, I felt it was important that I publicly state my response to a few allegations indicated in the article. I know the press doesn't always get it right, and I will not be quick to imply that the comments attributed to one of the board members was the absolute truth as it appeared in print. Perhaps his words were taken out of context or not accurately documented. Having said this, I thought it was important to remove any doubt that could be assumed by the readers. The article indicated that a board member said the principals that spoke at Tuesday's meeting only did so because of pressure applied by Castillo. This suggestion couldn't be farther from the truth. I spoke from my heart, and I spoke because I thought it was the right thing to do. I didn't speak on behalf of only myself, but I had the support and blessing of 11 of the 13 principals that serviced West Covina Unified School District. Superintendent Lillian Castillo did not know that I was going to speak on her behalf, and I did this because I felt it was right. The speakers on Tuesday were described by a board member, according to the article, as agitators from outside the school district. As a principal in West Covina Unified, I see myself as an integral part of the school community, and I don't see myself as an outside agitator. Tuesday, we heard from a student, parents, district personnel, community supporters, and principals. The number of people in support of the superintendent spilled over to the lobby and outside. This, to me, is reflective of widespread community support for the superintendent. The article indicated that a board member said there was not widespread community support on Tuesday. I attended that meeting, and for those of you who were not there, I'm here to tell you there was a great deal of support that was evident. There were several supporters that waited until 10 p.m. for the board to come out of closed session to share out in regards to their decision. I felt it was important to the issue that those clarifications be made. At Merced, many of the teachers feel as positive about the superintendent as I do, but because of current negotiations, they are unable to speak. Thank you.
Cheryl Lessiker. Cheryl Lessiker.
Good evening, President Cox and board members. After listening to people speak on Lily's behalf on Tuesday night, I went home wondering and trying to make sense of a need for this decision. As the principal of California Elementary, I am speaking tonight not because I have to or because anyone pressured me to. I am speaking because it's the right thing to do. When I came to West Covina School District in 2005, staff development for administrators was focused on Good to Great by Jim Collins. Remember that book? I remember reflecting how fortunate I was to come to a district that was forward-thinking and invested time and money in its administrators to send them to a retreat in Palm Springs to focus their leadership for the upcoming school year. We spent the weekend examining the leadership practices set out in Collins's book to ensure we had the right teachers and staff on the bus. The bus being an analogy for the right teachers in the right place at the right time. More important, it was critical to have the right driver on the bus to move a district forward with student achievement. After a long, extensive, expensive, and rigorous search, you brought to us Lily Castillo. When Superintendent Castillo arrived in January of 2006, she immediately assimilated into the philosophy that it was important to have the right people on the bus. She very quickly demonstrated she was the right driver for the bus. This was something that every principal in the district identified with. Well, it has been well demonstrated over the past 5.5 years that you did select the right driver for the bus. She came to us with leadership experience in demonstrating success in a diverse community and a very large school district. She came to us with leadership experience in demonstrating success in challenging and engaging students at all points along the educational performance continuum. She has demonstrated excellent communication skills. She has demonstrated a collaborative and visionary leadership style. She has demonstrated unquestioned integrity. She has demonstrated organizational and fiscal management skills. She has demonstrated the ability to deal directly and fairly with faculty, staff, students, parents, and community members. She is accessible, open-minded, and considers all points before making a decision. She builds consensus and support for a shared vision for the future. She develops positive working relationships with a wide variety of constituent groups. Lily has demonstrated that she has the qualities of an effective superintendent. As a principal that reports directly to the superintendent, I would ask, what qualities are you looking for in a superintendent? What can a new superintendent possess that has not been demonstrated and the success of West Covina schools has not provided evidence? What fiscal management expertise can be offered that Lily has not provided, with not a single layoff, no furlough days, no reduction in pay, maintaining class size reduction, and still produces a bottom line balance of $20 million. What more can you ask of a superintendent? You made the right decision in January of 2006. Schools have demonstrated phenomenal success under her leadership. and every district in the surrounding area is asking, how can West Covina do it? The answer is, we have a Board of Education that cares about students, and a superintendent, Lily Castile, that puts students first. I can't imagine a better partnership for future success. Under Superintendent Castile's leadership, we have moved West Covina Unified School District from good to great, to one of excellence. Please help me, and I am sure many others in the room tonight, understand the need for this decision. Thank you.
Thank you. Cynthia Esquivel. Cynthia Esquivel. No? All right. We'll pass on that one this evening. Matias Soto. Matias Soto.
Hi. My name is Matias Soto. I work with the maintenance department. Good evening, board members, classified employees, and community. I have mixed feelings on this topic. On one hand, you have taken actions that displease me. I respect your point of view, but I am completely and utterly against it. We have here numerous reasons for not dismissing our superintendent, but I hear no reason to do so on your part. Do you realize to what extent you are damaging your reputation? To what extent the community is looking at you more commonly as the executioner than a savior? All she only has to do is go into another district and she'll have a job. But in 6 months, you will come out at the same door with a bad reputation. They said the best publicity is word of mouth, and I have no hear anything pleasant about you. How many people are against your will here? Raise your hand. Against your will. If it were indeed true that our district staff was pressured by our superintendent, it will be a violation of our rights. You will have the reason to fire her, and you will not be trying to buy her contract of our superintendent. We're not educators. Thank you, gentlemen. Your actions have strengthened the union of our district, our community, and if you see, there's people who might have difference between them, but they are here to support the same cause. Thanks for testing the character of Ms. Lily, for she has shown us that she is more than qualified for the position of superintendent, and she should be applauded for her leadership. And Ms. Kermi Paulus should also be recognized for her courage. Thank you for your time.
Rosa de la Torre.
Hi, my name is Rosa de la Torre. I'm a student at Coronado High School. Ms. Castillo has helped me out a lot. When I first moved to West Covina, I was really messing up a lot. I was getting into trouble a lot. I got to a point where I was just lost, and I didn't care about what anybody thought, and I didn't have any support from an adult. My parents were there physically, but mentally they were somewhere else. I never had a dad around for like 10 years. At the age of 17, I could say that I lost a child. I turned my life around a lot, and thanks to the staff at Coronado and the help from Ms. Castillo, I'm a student at Le Cordon Bleu. I've already started taking classes. got a lot of support from teachers and students as well. I don't look at them as teachers. I look at them more as family. So I think by letting go of Ms. Castillo, you're breaking up a family more than just taking somebody's job. She's helped out a lot. And I just think it's ridiculous that you guys would just decide on letting her go after everything that she's done. Thank you.
Thank you. Ronnie Evans, live and in person.
Again?
She's a lot better looking than I am, but I'm taking her place today. Good evening, board members. I'm on behalf of Ms. Ronnie Evans. I'd like to present this speech that she had written out for tonight's meeting. And I quote, "I am neither an outsider nor an agitator, and I do not appreciate being dismissed in such a manner. I live, work, vote, and attend church here. The boardroom is filled tonight with San Jose parents representing their children's interest. I applaud them. However, they have not been elected to represent the interest of the children in all 15 of the campuses that make up the West Covina Unified School District. But you have. Ms. Patton is an excellent administrator who fights tenaciously for her school. However, Ms. Castillo is an excellent administrator who fights tenaciously for the children of the entire West Covina Unified School District. As I stated the last time you heard from me, quote, I know your job is difficult, but if you want to fight for specific causes, you should join us down here on the floor, because from up there, every child must be represented. I thank you for your time.
Julio. Julio, do you want to speak to your... Julio Fonseca.
Good evening, board members. I am not Ronnie. Julio Fonseca. I'd like to thank this board again for giving me the opportunity to speak. And before I continue with my speech, I'd like to first help you recognize that the reason that this entire community, or the 400-plus members of the community that have chosen to wear a gold ribbon tonight, has been in support of the heart of gold that our superintendent has provided us with all of the support and effort that she has given us to make sure that every student in our district has an opportunity to learn. So I'd like to first give a round of applause. And for those of you that are wearing gold, please stand and help me with that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Again, as one of our outstanding principals, Mr. Gordon Fitzer, has mentioned that there was an article in the Times, actually in the Tribune, that made mention that principals were either coaxed or forced to make speeches on behalf of the superintendent. However, today I stand as a very proud educator, not as a principal of this district, but an educator of all children. And I really believe that the work that we have done under the superintendent's guidance has really made a difference in the lives of children. We have made Rosa de la Torre, one of my students, given her the opportunity to reach her dreams of becoming a chef, and her first opportunity has been awarded by graduating from high school from this great district and has been accepted and is now attending Cordon Bleu, which is a very prestigious school in our county. And I would also like to mention that many of the other students that are here, either from Coronado or from other students or from other schools, are also very proud graduates. And I am very honored to have served under the leadership of your auspices as well as the guidance of Superintendent Castillo. She holds us accountable for everything that we do for children. If we're not on the right track for our kids, then she calls us on the carpet and lets us know that we're not doing the job that we were paid to do. Today I stand before you not as a principal or a man. I stand before you as a community, as a voice for all of those kids that had not had an opportunity to stand here and tell you how proud they are to have an education from West Covina Unified. We are no longer the kids that have been pushed out to the bungalows. We are now the kids that have been given an opportunity to reach greatness because of the opportunities that this great district has to offer. My name is Julio Fonseca, but today I represent this community, and I am Lilian Castillo. Thank you very much.
John Shoemaker. John Shoemaker.
I have never heard so many eloquent speakers come out to talk on behalf of anyone, and it makes me proud to be part of this community, to hear everybody come out and support someone who is even more deserving of the support than I had thought 2 days ago. There is one thing that I do want to bring out. Different people have talked about the board member who said you were agitators. That board member is Mr. Spence, because his name hadn't been mentioned. Mr. Spence, you're an elected official. And for you to call members of this community an agitator, they're agitators, they don't deserve a right to speak, is outrageous. You're the man who runs around the country giving speeches about the laws of Massachusetts, getting involved with the Truckee Tahoe Unified School District saying they shouldn't raise their taxes, who constantly blogs about what Arcadia is doing or what's going on in Montclair or Riverside or San Bernardino. You're an agitator because you don't pay any attention to your elected responsibilities, which is to represent the people in this community. He's one of these politicians that said, you know, back in August, when different people came before the board and said, we do not want a certain teacher to be terminated, said, I listen to the community. Well, you know what? The only time he listens to the community is when it fits his will, because he won't listen to you. And the one time that we're going to have to make sure that he does listen will be on November 8th when he's kicked out of office. You know, I was wondering if he would ever apologize to the public for the way he's treated them and calling them names as he has. You know what will happen? He will leave office before he'll ever apologize. This is a man who told a teacher to go F himself when he asked how his father was doing and complained about that he was caught on tape for doing it. Not that he did something wrong. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. This is the man who, based on an independent investigation, was found to have historical pattern of threats and intimidation and coercion of the employees and colleagues and staff of this district. These same colleagues, staff, and employees of this district, the principals, everybody else, staff, have gotten up here and expressed their support for Lily. You know, when he said that they were doing it because they were agitators, they're all intelligent people. They understand one thing. These three, actually all five, control the budget. They control the budget. How many of you, because they're going to want to pay you back, your jobs are going to disappear. But you still came in here because you know what's right. And right was to support Lily because of all the things that she's done for our community, for our children, and for our schools. Until 48 hours ago, I wasn't sure why they were trying to get rid of Lily. Well, the Tribune let us know why. That certain board member is Steve Cox. It's very simple. It's not having to hide anything or anything else. It is Steve Cox. Because Mr. Spence said he didn't believe the comments that were made, so who else was left? There's only two men up there, last time I checked. You know, absolutely unbelievable. You know, I actually, you know, we've all said a lot of nice things about Lily. The one thing that really comes to mind is when you see 5 years of the harassment that she's had to put up with and all the wonderful things that she's done for our community. Under those circumstances, she's gone above and beyond what anybody would ever expect from anyone to do. You know, she almost, you know, it's, what she's had to put up with, she ought to be on Mount Rushmore. You know, it's absolutely insane to have to come to work and worry about, you know, one of the board members wanting to take you to Hawaii, you know, and then that under the threat of losing your job, when you finally tell that person, No, I don't want anything to do with you. Leave me alone. You know, I don't know how many of you saw Lily's husband. Very impressive man. Very good-looking man. Very powerful man. There's no way she'd ever think about going with that. You know, if Mr. Cox had any integrity, well, that's kind of a contradiction. If he had integrity, we all wouldn't be here tonight. It's that simple. He would, at a minimum, recuse himself because he's under the threat of a lawsuit, and he thinks that he's going to be able to convince a jury that, oh, I didn't vote against her because she rebuffed my advances. Oh, I didn't vote against her because it became public. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. Any of you who think he can vote neutral, I have a bridge in Brooklyn for sale. You know, it's absolutely, but he doesn't have any. If he did, he would recuse himself right now. If he really had any, he would resign right now. So once again, I just want to say that, again, I am, you know, I think what Cox is trying to do now is buy Lily's silence. Because why else would, if she's doing a poor job, have any of you had your contracts bought out or somebody gives you money to leave if you're doing a bad job? I haven't. I've never had that happen. I don't know of anybody who really does. So why do they want to buy her out? It's called buying her silence. Unfortunately, she has way too much integrity for that. The cat's already out of the bag. Removing Lily hurts our community, hurts our staff, hurts our children. We need to keep her, period, and get rid of these two in November.
Lloyd Johnson.
Wow, I don't know how to follow that. First of all, my name is Lloyd Johnson. You know, I've been a resident of Escovina for over 41 years. Both of my children have gone through the district here, and I'm very proud of it. So first I would like to say to Board Member Spence, I'm a registered voter who lives in the West Covina School District, not an agitator, just a resident who is disgusted with the way this board is run. From where I stand, the majority of this board is about to make a stupid mistake tonight. If you vote to let our superintendent go and cost our district almost $400,000, we won't forget it. She has been doing such a great job for our district. Our schools haven't been in this good a shape for a long time before she came to our district. I know school board member Spence has a problem with our superintendent. From what I understand, he wanted her to lie to me about the district not spending any bond money on Willowwood School. After he told me they didn't spend any money on Willowwood School, she wouldn't, so he had to admit he was wrong. He holds that against her. He can say it's not true, but he knows that's a lie. From what I understand, there is a conflict of interest with Board Member Cox. And I would tell you this tonight, Mr. Cox, if you vote either way on this item tonight, I will get in touch with the district attorney and have him open up on it. The majority of this board may not like our superintendent, but as long as she is doing the great job she has been doing, let her keep doing what she does best, manage our district. This school board is looking at a change in leadership come November. If that happens, then we will be able to see if there was really a problem or just a few board members wanting her to bow to their every whim. It isn't this school board's job to run the district. It's the superintendent's job. The job of the school board is to make policy and make sure those policies are implemented and take action when they aren't and to make sure the bills are paid. Let her do her job she has been hired to do. Now, there's an article that was in a paper some time back about conflicts of interest. Take heed to it. Public officials should recuse themselves if there are appearance of a conflict of interest, regardless of whether any wrongdoings happen, said Rich Jarre, executive director of the Josephine Institute, a nonprofit that teaches ethics to public and private officials. One of the things we always stress very heavily is it's not just what you do, it's what it appears that you were doing, Jarre said. If there is any question on that, you should always recuse yourself because that's not increasing your public trust. As a public official, you have to be focused on maintaining the public's trust. If you let her go, then you have proven you don't care about the trust issue. Then now, for Board Member Hernandez. I don't know why you're letting these two board members pull your strings like a puppet. I would suggest that you cut the strings before it's too late. And now the last thing I would like to know is why this school district has to pay for the attorney you hired. And Mrs. Costello has never had any negative evaluations. I would like to see an investigation on why this evaluation is brought about. Thank you.
Aline Zamora.
Mrs. Miranda Jimenez, you don't exactly have a favorable reputation in this community any longer. You're faced with the decision tonight that's going to make or break your political career, and I promise you, Mr. Spence and Mr. Cox can't get you there. Only we the people can. Mr. Spence, thank you for the wonderful pictures. You sleeping when you're supposed to be here adhering to all of our issues? Really? Can you go one meeting without falling asleep or even text messaging?
I'm sleeping.
You told the Tribune that this room was filled with political operatives and members of this community that had no ties. I saw principals, teachers, staffs, parents, and other community members here at that meeting, perhaps a pair of eyeglasses to help you see. Mr. Cox, I'll leave that one alone for now. But I do implore you to resign, and quickly. Lily's helped many people in this district, not just staff, not just principals, but families, children, and students. Thank you.
Stephanie Broviak.
Okay. I just want to say that school board members are voted into office by the people to be the voice and make decisions for schools, staff, and most importantly, for our students. It's obvious by the fact that we are back here continuing with something that should have had a satisfactory outcome at our last meeting to show that all the many, many voices that were heard the other night were heard by you but not listened to by some of you. Many people feel that elected officials are awarded some sort of respect because of their title. But I want to remind you that respect is earned, not given. And so far, three of you, with the decisions you're making, have done nothing to earn the respect. And Mr. Spence, agitators, seriously, have you been on the board so long that you have forgotten the faces of your principals, your staff, your students, and your community members? You would do good to memorize those faces, because those same faces will be voting you out in November. And one more quick thing that I almost forgot, Mr. Seaman, you do personnel services, so you work with people. Maybe when you have issues with students and things that happen with students, it is better to talk to them in a decent, respectful manner rather than threatening to have them arrested. Thank you.
Janet Rivera.
Good evening, board members. I come to you as a teacher from Merlinda Elementary, and after hearing the ongoings that occurred on Tuesday meeting, I felt, like many other people here, wanted to show my support for Lily. As many individuals have come up here before, they depicted what a great leader Lily has been for our district. She is a motivator even at my level. She gives me the tools to be successful with our students. And not just... She does it for all our students. She doesn't pick a school and say, I'm only going to help that school. She makes sure that every single student in our district is being serviced and is fairly being serviced. She is extremely fair. She has high integrity. If you look around and look at the background of any of the other superintendents in our district, you do not see the same qualifications that she has to be a superintendent. She is a great leader. Her background surpasses all of them. There's no logical, rational reason why Ms. Castillo should not be allowed to continue the great success stories that we've heard today. As board members, you serve our students, my kids, in my class. Your obligation is to do what's best for them, and what's best for them is Dr. Castillo. Thank you.
Excuse me. Amber Barrientos? Amber?
is Amber Barrientos. I'm a Coronado student. I recently graduated in March. I finished early, and because of the support from Coronado, I was able to do so. I came from getting in trouble all the time. I used to go to West Covina. I was ditching. I was doing ridiculous things. And when I got sent to Coronado, I changed my life. I got my grades up. Everything was perfect. And because of Dr. Castillo, she changed Coronado. Before, everyone looked down on us. And because of her, we have sports. We are able to come to an adult and ask for advice. There's like so many students who know about her. Not many people know of board members. And because of her, she's changed so many students' lives. Everybody has improved. Everybody actually goes to school now. Now, because of her, she's helped a lot. And by dismissing her is a big mistake. Everyone says it's about the students, but she actually helps. She goes beyond to help a student. She doesn't look back and say, oh, well, we can't do this, we can't do that because of what you do. So, to be honest, Ms. Castillo belongs on this board.
Thank you. David Munoz.
Good evening. My name is Dave Munoz. My son attends West Covina High School, and I had one son that graduated from West Covina High School. I'm here simply to state that I support Superintendent Castillo. Through her leadership, West Covina Unified School District has demonstrated growth in test scores, no cuts to budget, no teacher layoffs, and no increase in class sizes. There is no reason, unless it's personal, why she should be bought out. Superintendent Castillo wants to stay and do her job. Let her. Is that a big... Why is it such an issue? She's here. She's doing great with the kids. She's doing great with the school ever since she's been here. Just answer the question, why? There has to be a reason why. And you guys just can't answer that question to us. And I think that's why we're all here and disappointed with all of you here so far, why we're here. Three of you. And Mr. Spence, I lived in West Covina 12 years. When I read this article, which I have here in my hands, of both of you guys, Steve and Mr. Spence, I had to come here and say what I had to say. I was very disappointed in you. I mean, I've heard of other things that you've done. But come on. You have to stop sometime. You just can't go on living your whole life that way. And Mr. Cox, I pray you make the right decision in this. You've made, you know, some decisions already, and they haven't turned out great for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Sean.
Oh. And by the way, I have here a list of parents that have signed this petition saying to keep her because she's not able to stay here.
Great. Thank you. Sean's coming.
Good evening. I come to you tonight as a former director of technology here. I had the pleasure of serving with this district for 3.5 years, and part of that time was under the direction of Lily. I was appalled to hear what's going on, and I really am struggling to understand how someone with a proven track record of success, who very clearly cares about children and their success, takes care of staff, has set up the finances in such a way that they are where they are now And West Covina is more solvent than most districts in this state. I don't understand. I'm truly flummoxed. So, you know, as a former director, I obviously have nothing to gain or lose from being here. But I came here because I believed it was the right thing. So, thank you.
Thank you. Brenda Mendoza. Brenda Mendoza. Brenda Mendoza.
Good evening. My name is Brenda Mendoza, and I'm here tonight representing a number of community members like myself who are here in support of justice. Board members, audience, please open your eyes and hearts and realize it would be a shame for the district to let go of an exceptional superintendent, especially in the midst of economical crisis. It takes for one to take a look at all the factual evidence, such as our district scores and reports, to see how lucky our community is to have a superintendent like Ms. Castillo. I suggest to the board members and other supporters of this illogical buyout idea to think outside the box and not just focus on their own personal, economical, or political gains. People need to get over their personal issues and look at the bigger picture. Come on. We have some of the very intelligent people in this room, top teachers, administrators, staff, parents, students, and other community members that contribute to the school district. It's hard for me to understand how a school district that has been at its best over the last few years could have come down with a, you know, incompetent superintendent. Really, if she's so incompetent, how could we have done it? Obviously, she's not incompetent. That's what some of you guys want us to believe. If that's the case, if she was really incompetent, she doesn't deserve to be here anymore, I'm sure she would have been fired long time ago, and others would rightfully be taking the credit for the district's overall success. Many have been given misleading information, and those considering saying goodbye to a superintendent chose not to see what is a fact. Our district owes its success to those individuals, like Ms. Castillo, who with all of her knowledge and merit, at the end of the day, is looking out for the well-being of our school district as a whole. She is not just looking out for one school, or one child, or one employee. She is looking out for the best interests of the school district as a whole. That means there will be times some of you may not agree with her, but that doesn't make her incompetent. It just means that there's checks and balances in place. She's not here to please everybody. She's here to do a job, which she has done gracefully because she cares. If Ms. Castillo wasn't the extraordinary superintendent I know she is, don't you think she would have already immediately accepted that payout money and left us all behind? But no, this leader is still here, strong, with her head up high. She has nothing to hide and knows that she has been given the best efforts to make this district for us all to be proud of. Board members, bottom line is, I don't want to see our district facing terrible budget crisis, just like our neighboring schools. I don't want to see our West Covina children suffering the fall in our quality of education because some of you decided to give the superintendent the boot for the wrong reasons at the wrong time. Please remember, the decisions you make today will not only affect you, but can have serious impacts on our schools, our children, our employees, and our community. Oh, and to the voters' turnout in November elections. A brainless move tonight might cost you that seat of a board member that you have today. Thank you.
Carlos Torres.
Good evening. Thank you for letting me speak today. My name is Carlos Torres, and I'm a proud father of a third grader at Merced Elementary. I'm hearing a lot of things. I didn't know what was going on from last Tuesday to this one until I talked to parents this morning and this afternoon telling me what was going on. From what I see in all the schools, you have posters saying that the scores are up. Okay? That has to do with the superintendent, trickling down to the principal and to the staff at the schools. I'm hearing all these teachers, staff members, employees saying that they want to keep Mrs. Castillo. What I don't understand from you guys, okay, is that you guys are elected officials. You guys work for me. I'm saying I want her to stay. You guys should listen. You guys have not proven, or you have said, why you guys want to get rid of her. That's a question that everybody wants to know. And I assume that you guys are not going to tell us why. Are you? We elected you, so that means that if I want to know something, I should be able to get that answer. And I believe half these students, parents, administrators, they want to know too. I hardly ever come to the school district meeting because you know what? You guys are in it for yourselves, not for the students. But when I heard what was going on, and then I'm asking the parents, administrators, why? Did she do something wrong? Did she steal money from the account? If she did, can her. Okay? But what did she do wrong? You guys are not answering. And I think I deserve an answer. And evidently, from the way this gentleman is looking at me like, hurry up, I want to go home.
I want to tell you. Believe me, I want to tell you. But Mr. Sims won't let me. I want to tell you everything.
What?
Believe me.
No, you want to tell your interpretation.
All right, order, please. Order,
okay,
please.
Gentlemen,
finish,
hold on for a minute, okay? I mean,
finish, sir.
They have to do their job, too, and that's understandable.
Mine.
Okay? But you know what? It all comes down to where you have teachers that should be home grading papers, okay? Hell, I should be home watching wrestling with my 7-year-old, okay? But I'm here because I think that as elected officials, like I said, you guys have to give out reasons why. If she did something wrong and you guys could prove it, I guarantee you half these people here or most of these people would say, get out, okay? But since she's been here, the school's scores have gone up. All your employees, staff are happy. Okay? Now remember one thing. As elected officials, you guys work for me. Okay? You guys work for me. Because I could get you out in November. And who knows? I might be sitting in one of those seats. Okay? And then I know what would happen. Okay? But right now, ladies and gentlemen, from what I'm hearing, that three out of five already made your decision. Okay? So it's a waste of time that all these staff members came up here and talked to you guys, made your decisions already, and you guys are going to go ahead and boot her out. Now, what is the cost that's going to cost you later on? You're going to buy her out. I heard different numbers, $400,000, $350,000, whatever the case may be. But you guys know what you have in the superintendent. The next superintendent that you get might steal from the books. What? They already had that happen, you know. My son is doing really well at Merced Elementary, and I could tell you the reason why. The teachers love to teach, and they're happy with the situation that they're in. You get rid of the superintendent, some of the teachers are going to be like other school districts that are just going to go there and pick up their paycheck and then go home and don't give a damn about the kids. I'm proud to have my kid at Merced Elementary. There's a hell of a principal there, strong. The teachers are strong, and I believe it trickles down from the superintendent down. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you guys to reconsider because the community has already spoken. Okay, you guys don't have a decision. The only decision you have is keep her until you guys could prove, really prove, that she's done something wrong. But you can't. One thing I want to say to all of you is this is awesome to see all you people come out. It's 9:20. Some of you had to leave because you have other kids. You have kids to take care of. But you know what? I applaud you. I applaud you guys for staying around and supporting a superintendent that has done an exceptional job. The teachers are happy. The principals are happy. Now all we have to do is make these three people up here make us happy. So who knows? Back in November, it might be them three up there, not me. Because if it's not, we're going to have a decision to make. So I applaud you once again. Board member, thank you for letting me speak.
That's the end of the written comments that I have. Would anybody else like to address the board at this time before we go into our deliberations? Seeing none, we will go into closed session.